Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you with us for Local Matters for this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. How are things going with you?
Really well, really well. Anxious to jump in and hang on to what we're going to talk about.
Amen, always.
You talk about a timely topic.
Yeah. I mean,
you know it's in life, it's really oftentimes what we get fixed on. Mm-hmm. It's what we focus on. It's what we think about. It's what we talk about. And this year, 2020, if we choose to, I mean, we've had a lot of the downside of things to talk about here in our community. We had tornadoes early in the year. We lost about 20 lives in our county, and then we had the whole episode with the pandemic, the COVID, and it just seems like one thing after another. And these are real. We're not denying them. We're not minimizing. For people who've been hurt by them, the families that lost lives in the tornadoes or the whole COVID episode, we pray for them. We're not minimizing it. But you know, if that's what we get fixed on permanently, that's where we stay.
Yes.
And we get discouraged. So today, let's talk about, you know, how do we stay encouraged during difficult seasons? How do we stay encouraged during hard times?
You know, Dwight, I find that, it's been... obviously difficult this season. This year has been difficult on a lot of people, and you know, the focus has to be off of fear and on the faith. You know, whether it's a relationship issue, health issue, financial issue, which seems like this year we've dealt with those and all of those at once, but you know, whatever we're dealing with, and you know, the Lord never promised that we wouldn't have a storm, but We want to get to be like him and learn to go to sleep in the back of the boat while the storm's going on. You know, we want to recognize that to stay encouraged is so important during hard times. You know, staying in the spirit of faith, staying, with an attitude that we will overcome is so important. And you know, Dwight, I have found that one of the most important ways to do that is what we're looking at. You know, what our focus is on.
What we're fixed on.
Yes. And you know, recently I had a friend to give me a book on focused, and it's a devotional book that takes one word a month or one word a week, however you want to do it, and focus on that word, and it's like amazing what that does in regard to changing your life and helping you. And,
wow.
And so it really does. And so, you know, when you think about what we are focused on, the scripture says, "Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, for the reward that was in front of him, for what was coming." And so we need to realize that staying focused, Dwight, what we look to, what we're thinking about, and obviously the way the newscasts are and the way people are talking and the way things are happening, it's like, man, if you're not careful, that focus can get down.
Yeah.
You know, that focus can get to the point where it's like, God, you're going to have to lift up my head. But, you know, the thing about it is, if we will look to him, he will lift up our heads. He will help change our focus. He will help us to see that there is nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for our God. And that's the focus that we have to have.
So first and foremost, we have to, and I love the way you got it written here, that we have something greater than ourselves to look to.
Yes.
Number one, we are not in this world without a Savior.
Right.
We are not in this world by ourselves. And when these difficult times come, we don't have to rely just on our own strength, our own willpower, our own wisdom, our own stickability, our own faith, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Christ in us is our hope of glory. And while needs and things come and go, circumstances change. You know, maybe this time next year, if there are challenges, it might be a different kind of challenge.
Uh-huh.
Those come and go. But God and his word do not change. So it's important to say, we've got, during these times, there's something greater than ourselves to get fixed on.
And you know what? The thing of it is, If we don't have something greater than ourselves, which we're talking that it's the Lord and it's God's word, but you know, what is the other alternative? The only alternative is just trust in your own human strength and your own human ability. Well, we've seen in this year of 2020, there are things greater than scientists and doctors can fix.
Yeah.
There are things greater, you know, when that tornado hit, there's no human strength that could stop that. There's no human ability. But see, what the problem is, if we're focusing in and staying fixed on ourselves, the issue is there is no hope when we fail. What if we make a big mistake? What if we do something wrong? Well, with the Lord, there's mercy. But if we're trusting in of ourselves, if we're trusting in men or trusting in man's ability, then men fail. Men make mistakes. We make mistakes. Life is like that. So what the Lord is endeavoring to do, you know, when Jesus was raised up there in the book of Acts, when he's going back to heaven after he'd already been raised from the dead, the angels told the disciples, they said, "What are you guys doing standing down here looking around? He's lifted. He's in heaven. Look to heaven. Look to Jesus. Look to the author and finisher of your faith. Look up. That's where your help comes from." And Dwight, we have such a tendency to get our eyes on people, to focus on what man can do, what family can do, what people can do. But, you know, in these situations, a lot of us have been in situations that there's nothing man can do to help. There's nothing medical science can do to help. There's nothing doctors can do to help. There's nothing anyone can do to help. And if we're trusting in man or trusting in our ability, we're totally going to miss the mark in regard to keeping encouraged because we're looking to things that fail.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. This is Local Matters. And today we're talking about staying encouraged during hard times. And the point we're making is there's something greater than yourself to look to. And the thing that I like to think about, Pastor Ron, during difficult times is, you know, we have 24/7, 365, and then leap year 366 days, access to God.
Yes.
The most powerful force in the universe, God and His Word, is available to us all the time. It never changes, no matter what changes in our lives. And that force, that those great forces, those, that part of the fruit of our recreated spirit is in us. And not only in us, but what we have to keep in mind is that great God who tells us to call Him Father, not just creator of the universe, but He says, "Abba, Father, come."
Yes.
He is always for us.
He is on our side, Dwight. It doesn't matter what's going on. The scripture says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And you think about Romans chapter 8 there, where he says that, and all the persecutions and all the things that Paul went through, all the attacks, all the ailments, all the fastings, the stripes, the shipwrecks, all that he went through. The scripture says, you know, God told him, he said, "Paul, I am for you," in Romans chapter 8. And then over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And a lot of people have said that that meant that God's grace was sufficient to stay where he was. No, that grace was there to bring him victory, to bring him out, to give him the successes, to get him over the humps. And that didn't mean that he wouldn't suffer. That didn't mean he wouldn't have trouble. That didn't mean he wouldn't be thrown in jail. But ultimately, there in, I think it's Acts 16, when he and Silas were in jail, the scripture said they prayed and praised. They kept their focus on God.
Yeah.
They were locked into the deepest jail, Dwight, that there could be. And it wasn't like our jails today. There was no TV, no cots,
what?
Nothing. There was actually sewer that ran right down through the middle of the jail cell. No swimming pool, nothing, you know. And so, but they prayed and praise. And I think, Dwight, where we miss it a lot of times, we pray, but we don't add the praise and the faith in with
that. Good.
And so what does that do? When we pray and we praise, it keeps the focus on God and not on us. It keeps the focus on them. And when Paul and Silas did that, Dwight, the scripture says the very foundations of the jail were shaken. The doors burst open. The guards sprang in, and it said he was going to kill himself. And they said, "Don't harm yourself. We're not going to hurt you. But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and your household can be saved." Man, what a difference just a focus shift out of the pit onto the Father brought to their life. They changed their focus. They changed what they were looking to.
I love what you say. We pray, but we praise. And I've come to believe, and I'd like to hear your comments on this too, Pastor Ron, that praise really is the highest form of prayer.
Yes.
Paul said, he said, "I have learned to be content whatever state I'm in." Yeah, I think you have to stay there. But he said, so when we're praising God and we're thanking God and we're thankful, even when during those hard, difficult times, that really makes a statement about our faith.
Yes.
As far as the same God that got us to this point in our life is going to get us further. And it also persuades our heart that this has come to pass. This is not forever. And the same God that we've trusted to this point, we can trust forever. So, you know, that the praise is so important. And I like what you said about grace too, because the grace of God, and I heard someone here at the church define it this way: God's ability working through us to help us do things we can't do on our own.
Yes.
That's where we look, we say something greater than ourselves. We have God's ability working through us during hard times to help us do things we can't do on our own. And while that's happening, we have the peace of God in our mind that passes all understanding, that'll keep our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. We're not in it by ourselves, so we need to be focused on something greater than ourselves to look to during these hard times.
And Dwight, I mean, I think you said it there, that greater thing is grace, which is God's ability. And, you know, Abraham was 99 years old, and I mean, Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 or 99, I think, and God came to him and told them they're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And Sarah laughed. You mean, we're going to have a baby. And God said at that time, is there anything too hard for God? And the thing that we lose a lot of times, because circumstances get so rough, Dwight, and I really believe that's what the attack is of the devil in regard to all of this that's going on in our nation, COVID and all these things that are going on, is to get our eyes off of the one that can heal, redeem, save us, get us through this, get us on the other side of it. And it doesn't mean that we ignore it. It's not, faith doesn't ignore reality. Faith changes reality.
Yeah.
And so we're not saying that it's not real, and we're not saying you shouldn't take precautions. And if you get sick or something, go to the doctor. We're not saying to ignore it. We're saying there's something greater than it, whatever it may be, a breakup in a relationship, losing a job, whatever it is, there is someone that's greater than that, that's for you.
So we're talking today about staying encouraged during the hard times. And the point we wanted to make, first of all, is there's something greater than yourself to look for, and it's the God for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Christ in us is our hope of glory. And that God who is in you is also for you. I love what I hear you say all the time. God's not mad at you. God's not looking to catch you at something. He's always for you. He's not against you. He's for you always. We've got another point that we want to start developing right after we take the break here. And it's something that I'm anxious to hear you comment on as we talk about staying encouraged during hard time. Never seek pity. Pity and pouting are destroyers, and we'll pick that point up when we come back. Glad you're with us on Local Matters this Friday afternoon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
We're back on Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we're talking about staying encouraged during hard times. And we can get fixed on the hard times, or we can get fixed on the God and the promises of His word that's available to us all the time. We talked about before something that the top thing we have to think about all the time is we have something greater than ourselves to look to, a God who's always for us. We're not in this world without a Savior. We have His grace, His power, and His promises to stand on. But Pastor Ron, I want us to look at another point here as it relates to staying encouraged during hard times. And we say, never seek pity. Pity and pouting are destroyers.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, Dwight, any of us, when we're going through a hard time, whatever that may be, we have a tendency to seek pity from people because we feel like that, you know, we're just in a situation where they can help us. But what I've observed over the years is pity is not powerful. pity, actually, even if someone gives you pity for where you are, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be people that care for you and love you and take care of you. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, Dwight, when we try to manipulate people to get something from them by using pity, pouting, whatever, it really does destroy our hearts, our confidence. It destroys a lot of things from us. I'm reminded of the story of Jezebel and Ahab. You know, Ahab, and this is in 1st or 2nd Kings, but Ahab wanted to buy a field, and the guy wouldn't sell it to him. Jezebel and Ahab were the king and the queen. And he went back into his room and began to pout. And Jezebel came in and began to show him pity. She said, I'll take care of it. Well, what she did is she manipulated and conned and ultimately got the guy that owned the field killed. So we see that from a biblical standpoint, pity has no place. And boy, it's amazing how people can work emotions, Dwight, but emotions and feelings that aren't based or governed on the Word of God, they are not working faith. And if it's not working faith, then it's fear. And if it's working fear, then Satan is right in the middle of it. And that's where the scripture says in John 10:10 that Satan is a thief, that he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So if we're seeking pity, or if we're pouting about the bad things that have happened to us, or we're trying to get people to fix it that can't fix it, or we're looking to men, or you know, maybe we've gone through divorce and we're wanting people to pity us, or people, you know, whatever that may be, thinking that, you know, the mate that you're divorced from was all the problem and all the fault. And, you know, Dwight, you can go years and years and years in your life in that pity, trying to make something. And, you know, I think I've said this before, but I've talked with people that something happened 25 years ago, and the way they talked, you thought it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and what they're doing is they're rehearsing that over and over and over, and ultimately it's destroying their lives.
You know, we've heard it, I don't know if it's a country song or something, but we've heard the phrase over and over that misery loves company.
Yeah.
And if we get down on that, in that misery level, you know, we talk about it, we focus on it, we start talking about it to others, we want somebody to agree with us, to pat us on the back, to kind of whatever. But what does, you know, we're talking to people, and you and I, we've encountered some.
Oh, sure.
We're talking to people right now that are challenged by difficult times in their life. And by the way, what we're talking about today is staying encouraged during those hard times. And pity, I found in my life, Pastor Ron, not only it takes me in the opposite direction I need to go.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
instead of even keeping me in neutral, or it's sure not moving me forward, it's not keeping me, but it's moving me backward. And the more I focus on that need, the more I get fixed on that thing, the more I talk about that thing in kind of a pitiful way, the more I talk about it, the more life I give to it.
Oh.
I start out with a 6-foot hole, if you will, and nothing's really changed about the hole except the way I'm looking at it, the way I'm talking about it, the way I'm reacting to it, the way I'm focused on it. And it's a 30-foot hole by the time I get through with it, just because I'm getting so long. I don't want to catch you off guard here, but what does, you know, in a very practical way for you, for me, for people listening today, what does pity look like? What does it sound like? What, when somebody's caught in that trap, what does it look like, feel like, sound like? What's it like?
Well, you know, Dwight, one of the things I want to say, though, before we respond to that is, if you find that old Farm Bureau guy's got this right, he says, you know, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. You know what I'm saying? And
put down the shovel.
Yeah, put down the shovel, quit digging. And so when we look at pity, Dwight, basically what that is we are manipulating people to feel sorrow for us. And the scripture says that worldly sorrow doesn't work repentance. Worldly sorrow, even if we get people to feel sorry for us, it's not going to change the situation. You could have everybody on Facebook and everybody in your family. You could have everybody in the country turned against the person that did you wrong or are feeling sorry for you, but that is not going to solve the issue. The issue is only going to be solved by our personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way it's going to be solved. So basically, pity is emotional manipulation, however you do that. You know, however that comes out, however that comes across, and it could come across in 1,000 different ways. Like Ahab, the scripture says he went in on his bed and cried. And Jezebel came and said, oh, baby, what are you crying about? You know what I'm saying?
Let me help you.
Let me fix this problem for you. So, you know, we can whine, we can cry, we can manipulate, and And if people know they're doing that, Dwight, it's a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing to manipulate your mate. It's a very dangerous thing to manipulate people in your family. It creates drama. It opens a door for all sorts of demonic activity. And those demons get involved, then it becomes a very much more serious situation.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. Local Matters with your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we're talking about staying encouraged during hard times. And we've looked at points like, remember that something greater than yourself to look to, that God is always with you. You're not in that hard time by yourself. We've been talking about never seek pity. Pity and pouting are destroyers and will take you in the opposite direction you need to go. Another thing that we can develop and talk about here, Pastor Ron, is this, as we're talking about being encouraged during hard times. I love this. Be thankful for your moments of life and joy today.
Yes.
Be thankful today.
Live in the present. You know, Dwight, I have a friend that was diagnosed with a very serious disease. And, man, you just see this person and they continually are making the statement, I am enjoying my moments. And Dwight, you know, that's the key. I recently went through a very hard situation, very serious thing. And man, I tell you, if there's anything that was hard during that time, it was to enjoy the moments. You know, it's hard sometimes when you're going through something difficult to enjoy and be thankful for your moments.
Yeah.
Moments may not last long. You know, I had a few moments where during that time that I think 2 or 3 days I couldn't sleep. I was very sick. But I got the scriptures out and I began to play the scripture. I let the scriptures put me to sleep. I let the scriptures just continually give me a 30-minute point of sleep here, maybe an hour there. And Dwight, I was so thankful for those moments, just so thankful. And, you know, when you realize moments make minutes, minutes make hours, hours make days, days make months, months make years. When you realize that, the moments are what's important. Be thankful for the moments now. Don't destroy your present by not enjoying the moments that you have right now.
And oftentimes we do destroy the enjoyment of those moments by thinking about what's around, may or may not be, and most of the time it is not, what's around the corner tomorrow, what are we going to do next week, what are we going to do next month, what are we going to do next year, and we miss those very, very special moments by letting all that cloud our thinking and our conversation, and we just miss it, and that is so rich and so good, and I love what you say, that the word, how important is the word thankful?
Yeah.
How important is an attitude of gratitude? How important is Thanksgiving, especially during those challenging, hard times?
Yes, and I mean, you know, Dwight, we have to be, what is it that Thanksgiving always will sustain the blessing? And so, you know, realize that during difficult times, there are things, no matter what you're going through, that you have to be thankful for. You know, we had a family in our church that went through the tornado. And just about everyone around them died. And they had 4 little children. Their home was completely destroyed. And when they gave, we had them to give their testimony. When they gave their testimony the following Sunday, we were all so thankful they were alive. You know, Dwight, it was amazing to me as I listened to them talk at the little things they began to thank God for. Just the things that they were thankful for really showed me their heart. And I'm not saying that the tragedy that happened to other people, they weren't thankful. I'm just saying it was good for us to see that attitude of gratitude, that attitude of thankfulness for just being able to find little things, being able to have the little things, some of the smaller things, pictures and things that their children, toys. One of their children had a special toy and they found it. And it was like, just, they were just so thankful for the moments, for the little things. Not, you know, it's like, we've always heard people say and others say, well, when I get this or when this happens or when that happens, then I will. No. Be thankful that you've got breath. Be thankful that your heart's beating. Be thankful that you're alive. Be thankful that you got up above the ground this morning. Now, be thankful. And as you're thankful for running water and thankful for all the things, you realize, Dwight, those moments of thankfulness, those moments are what add up to a lifetime. When you've lived that way your whole life, then you know you're going to be the person that says, I stood in the house of the Lord and gave him thanks and praise for all that he's done.
It's been good, Pastor Ron.
It's been awesome.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Join us next week, same time, for Local Matters.